Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please stand. We have a pledge of allegiance to the flag, and they're over here on this side tonight. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and you may be seated. Okay, next we have the approval of this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
There are no additions or corrections.
Okay. Is any from any of the members?
Make a motion that we approve the agenda as last revised.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as last revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our April the 20th, 2015 meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, excuse me, by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of facts again of our April the 20th, 2015 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our May the 4th, 2015 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes, excuse me, the finding of facts of our May the 4th, 2015 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of those standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Thank you. The first case on tonight's agenda is 11,580, lands of Francis and Teresa Mellon. They seek a variance for a reduction in the rear yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Vincent Village Drive, west of Beulah Boulevard, and being lot 3 within the Vincent Overlook subdivision. The 911 address is 29735 Vincent Village Drive, Milton. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 235, Map 27, Parcel 160. Specifically, they are requesting a 3.1-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback. There have been no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Francis Mellon, 29735 Vincent Village Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yep. You can go up there when you're done.
Thank you, board members. I've just handed out a packet, and there's some things in there that will be of use, I think, for you as you consider this variance request. And again, this is Chad Meredith, of Hudson Jones, Jerrick and Fisher, here on behalf of Francis and Teresa Mellon, your applicants. Mellons purchased this property first in 2010, and shortly thereafter, I guess 3 years thereafter, they contracted with Natural Creativity, LLC. That was in 2013, and Natural Creativity was to build a new addition to the rear of the Mellons' home. And it was a 10-foot by 16-foot sunroom, specifically, that, again, was added to the back of the property, back of the house. In sort of leading up to this, the Mellons contacted Excel Property Management, who was the property manager for Vincent Overlook at the time. They were notified, and there was an architectural review committee process that came back in their favor. Excel let them know that the architectural review committee okayed the plans. Natural Creativity assured the Mellons that they would handle all county permitting and approvals, et cetera. A permit was issued in November of 2013. As of this morning, that's still open, and probably because they built beyond the building restriction line in the backyard. Subsequently, the Mellons decided to sell the home, and a new survey was performed recently, which is part of your packet. And that's basically when they became aware that they had a setback violation in the backyard. Again, that survey reveals a portion of this addition is basically 6.9 feet off of the rear yard property line in violation of the 10-foot requirement. So as part of the materials I handed out, there's a Google map printout right at the first page there. So you can see that the back of the property that's open space. It's also notified as open space on the survey, also submitted at page 2. So there are no immediate neighbors directly behind the property. So really there isn't anybody in the back there that has been adversely affected by this addition. And also part of the packet is Excel's letter stating that the Architectural Review Committee had reviewed their plans and they were approved. Also, there are two letters in support from neighboring properties. In addition to those two letters, Mr. Mellon just handed me a third letter from another property owner. If you don't mind, I'll just read this one into the record.
And be fine.
And this is dated April 24th, 2015, and is from Marshall and Nikki Trigg. To whom it may concern, the sunroom addition that was created in 2014 at the Mellon home is in line with the sunrooms the builder, Ryan Holmes, has on new homes that are or have been built in our Vincent Overlook community. We can see the room while sitting on our back porch. The room blends in with the homes that are surrounding it. The landscaping is lovely and plentifully. Respectfully submitted, Marshall and Nikki Trigg. Similarly, as I said, there's two other letters in the packet also in support. So turning to the standards for relief, a request for variance cannot be granted unless the applicant can show, one, uniqueness. The property has unique circumstances and conditions. As I mentioned, there are no neighboring properties immediately to the rear. It's open space back there. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship. There'd be great costs needed in order to remove the encroaching portion of the sunroom in order to comply with a rear yard setback with little to no benefit to neighboring properties. Possibility of development. The property is already developed. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Otherwise, this new addition will have to be at least partially removed. Difficulty was not created by the applicant. As I mentioned, the applicant contracted with a builder and was given assurances that the builder would follow through on all county requirements. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The letter I just read from the Triggs actually points out that this addition is actually in line with some neighboring properties. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. Again, there's no possibility of development for property immediately behind the home as it's open space. Variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The Mellons have received letters in support. They've also were given approval by the Architectural Review Committee back in 2013. The extent of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. The request of 3.1 feet is all that's needed to cure the encroaching portion of the addition. And lastly, the variance is necessary to afford relief in order to allow the addition to remain in its current place. And Mr. Mellon, I guess you were listening to everything I said. Yes, and is everything that I said true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. That's all I have, gentlemen.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down with you, Mr. Mills.
Yes, Mr. Mellon, was it you or National Creativity that obtained the permit from the county?
The contractor got the permits.
Okay, and are they a local contractor?
Yes, he's from Milford, Delaware.
Milford, okay. Do you have an address for him?
I have it in my bag. I can get it.
Okay.
I might have that. I might have that contract that he gave me. Yeah. Yeah, hold on. I did make a copy of the contract he had with them.
Okay, well, if you could provide it to the office
okay.
tomorrow, that'd be fine.
Okay. No.
I have it with me.
That's fine. I don't want to
okay.
detain the hearing. So you relied on?
I relied on the contractor.
To take care of things. Okay, thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Just verification, the sunroom was constructed and finished in 2013?
2014.
14? Okay, thank you.
Mr. Warren, no questions?
Questions.
I have no further questions. And Mr. Sharp?
Just one. Mr. Meredith, do you want to submit that letter that you read into the record? Do you want to submit that to the secretary so we can have it in the record?
Okay.
Anything further?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in favor? Yeah, in favor. Yes, that's what I said, man. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, sir, you count also. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, looking at the survey, there's certainly some peculiarity to the lot. It has an arced front line, and it's not perfectly rectangular or square. And I think that constitutes some uniqueness in this situation. Since the applicant relied on the contractor to provide service and the contractor failed, obviously hasn't been created by the applicant, and therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood substantially or permanently impair the appropriate uses of development of adjacent properties. Didn't hear anything to regard to being detrimental to public welfare. I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,580. And I would also request that council send a letter to the builder. Yes.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,580. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Brookman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,580 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I do have the address here, too, if you just like it tonight.
Next, please.